Welcome to Zion Impact Ministries, the local assembly of the Kingdom Community of Believers. As you listen to this message, we pray that God establishes the governing influence of Christ Jesus in your life through fellowship and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We are praying this evening that Lord grant me the grace to remain faithful. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians chapter 4. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
Verse 2.
Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
That a man be found what? Faithful.
Faithful.
All of us here, we are the stewards of God. Hallelujah. Who is a steward? We've talked about stewardship. So if you don't, who is a steward?
A fiduciary.
Huh?
A fiduciary.
Huh?
A fiduciary. Caretaker.
A caretaker. Simple. Simple terms. Like you are taking care of somebody's possession or property, or somebody have left something in your stead to look after. That's a steward. True or false? Now, we are the steward of God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to pray the Lord. I don't know what God has given to you that you make sure take charge of this. I don't know what God. You see, when we talk about steward, then people just don't. People, let me tell you, money cry, you are a steward. God can give you money to take care of it. Yeah. Maybe you are a steward. God wants you to come and be cleaning the chair. That is all. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. I want you to pray to God that, Lord, as I lift up my voice and I pray, may I be found faithful.
Amen.
There are several times that I've had encounters with angels that the angel will ask me, would this person, look at this person. Now the angel will be talking to me about something. I say, okay. That's not everything I want to say right now. I want you to pray that, Lord, may I be found faithful. Maybe God can open a door for you to go, but God has made you a steward of something. God wants to see whether you will be faithful or not. Then you will go there and be going to a club. You will be doing on. You are not faithful. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. Lord, may I be found faithful. May I be. And I don't know the assignment God has given to you. It can be. You see, some people are there. God has given them a man there. Some of you, all that you need to come and sweep this place, mop it. Some of you, all that God needs that you open this gate. Oh, you are welcome to Zion Impact Ministries International. Oh, this is your seat. Sit down. That is what God wants you to do, but you are not faithful.
My God.
Hallelujah. Maybe you are the organist. You are there. We have to beg you. Maybe you are a bass guitar. Yes. They have to beg you. Yes. Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah. They have to. Let me tell you. They don't. You see, you don't understand stewardship. I've thought about exemption by service and things. Go back. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to pray the Lord. Lord, as I pray, I need the grace to be faithful. I need the grace. Hallelujah.
Praise
we are still praying.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe God has entrusted something into your care. Maybe you have not been faithful. Maybe God can entrust Joel into my... Just say, my son, take help him.
Jesus.
And I'm not doing it. I'm not being faithful. Maybe God will tell you, come and sit here and play. You are not faithful.
Yes, Lord.
You can be a chorister. You can be a singer. Mm. And you are doing the work like it is. They are begging you.
Hey, mercy, Lord. Oh,
no.
Never.
Kipara.
Kadayada.
I want you to pray. Say, Lord, I need mercy. Maybe God wants you to go out there and go and be winning souls. You are not faithful. Hallelujah. There are destinies that are tied to all of us here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Show me, I can't wait for you to fail. No, I can't watch you fail. No. I can't, you see, let me tell you, if Jessica is misbehaving and I tell Jessica the mind of God, if Jessica gets angry, I don't care. Do you know why? I'm a steward of God.
That's right.
One day God will ask me.
An oracle of God.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we are stewards of God. Many destinies have shipwrecked today because they were not willing to go by the dictates and the counsel of God. If somebody comes to you and is telling you the mind of God, please take it in humility. It means that God, you have found mercy before God. But somebody didn't get that opportunity that somebody came to speak to them. But you, anytime they come to you and they say, that's yes, the Lord, you get angry. Me cry, why? Every time, God, only me, this, that. I want you to pray. Katipa kataya, Zakina katua, Ikana manuna sanaya. I want you to ask for mercy. That Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Show me mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Show me mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Lord, show me mercy.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand what you are praying. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. I heard the voice of God in my left ear. That the Lord told me. As we are about to enter into 2023, the Lord told me that in the month of February, there's going to be... You see the way they are playing football match and they'll do substitution. God is about to do substitution in the month of February. Many people are there that we will think that God have left them. Maybe you, today God wants to show you mercy. Hallelujah. You don't know when it will take place. Maybe you can be part of those people, but today as you pray, say, Lord, show me mercy.
Amen.
Show me mercy.
Amen.
Show me mercy. Maybe you can take a decision. That decision will make you to be part of the people that God wants to reshuffle. I always tell people that don't think that God cannot replace you. He said, and that means you are a joker. Or you are a joke. No. God can replace you, including me. Anyone, everybody here, God can decide to replace all of us here. He is God. I want you to lift up your voice and cry unto God. God, show me mercy.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please take your seat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I have an assignment from the Lord. When I'm done doing what God said I should do, we will pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our 3 days fasting and prayers. Even in the month of February, we are talking about enforcing the covenant of what? Of exemption.
Jesus.
We are enforcing it. What does it mean to enforce something?
My God.
If you are enforcing something, what does it mean? Amen. Amen. What does it mean to enforce something? To enforce something, it means that you are making sure that the thing... it's working effectively.
Jesus.
Yeah, that people will comply to it. To enforce, making sure that everybody there will comply to it. So we are talking about exemption. We are talking about
exemption.
We are talking about enforcing the covenant of exemption.
Jesus.
Right. So it means that there's a covenant. But if you don't enforce it, there are certain things that will make you to enforce it. Hallelujah. So, this fasting and prayer, when we are in the month of what? Our exemption. We are talking about enforcing the covenant of exemption. Now, let's look at something in the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 17, verse number 18. Very fast, because we are going to read a lot of scriptures and we are going to pray. Today, I have only one prayer topic. Only one. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
Please pay attention. Very fast.
Then shall...
Okay.
17, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him.
Listen, see that? He will what? He will spare him. As
and
what?
I will spare them as a man spares his own son who that serves him.
It means that the premise of exemption is based on service.
Wow.
Exemption, the foundation of exemption is based on service. If you read from Genesis to Revelation,
that's right,
God delivered us from captivity and bondage that we may serve him.
That's right.
So exemption is based on service. We have talked about different types of exemption. We are not going back. 2021, you can go and look for it. Hallelujah. We are talking about exemption. Now, he said, as a man spare his son, so will I spare. So if you are here and you are not serving God, you can't enjoy exemption.
Mm. Mm.
If you don't talk about it, for you to qualify, you have to be born again. When you are born again, now, after you have been born again, you have to serve him. If you are not serving him, forget about exemption. Why did God deliver the people of Israel? Why did God exempt the people from bondage and calamity? What was the ultimate goal? That the people might serve him. So God will not deliver you so that you can go there and go and fool. No. You come into church and we are preaching and we are doing. No. For you to enjoy the exemption, you have to serve him. Are you serving God faithfully? In the place of prayer, in the place of fasting. People think they have done 21 days fasting and prayer. So 3 days they will not do it. You are a joker. You are a joke. Let me tell you, people of God. As a man spare his son. Mommy or daddy, if you have a son and the son is serving you faithfully, you want to be bound in frame. Make us say, oh, kofi de on tesa. Kofi de, we de, kofi de, we de mean in frame. Yes, sir. It's natural. Come to verse 18. Man of God, very fast.
Verse 18. Then shall you return and descend between the righteous and the wicked.
See, so exemption bring God distinction. The ultimate goal of exemption is always bring God distinction. You will see those who are serving God and those who are not serving him. So anytime there's an exemption, God is doing that for a distinction, so that the world will know that these are my people who are serving me. I pray for you this evening, but you'll be part of the people that God will exempt this
Amen.
Year from
Amen.
Calamities, from afflictions, from every form of evil.
Yes, Amen. Lord.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we are proceeding. Hallelujah. So I have spoken about enforcement, and I'm moving toward exemption, and I come to the main subject. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what you're talking about, I'm talking about divine exemption. We are talking about divine exemption. We are talking about divine comprehensive insurance. You see, if you are talking about insurance, we have third party. We have comprehensive insurance too. So when you are talking about exemption, we are talking about divine comprehensive insurance that covers you from all evil and calamities and affliction from Satan and his agent. So when we are talking about it, that God will exempt you from calamity, from affliction, from difficulty, for poverty. So when we are talking about conspiracy insurance, some of you can go and do third party. When the problem comes, you face it. But when you have done comprehensive insurance, when something happens, you are not worried. When something hits your car, you know that you are covered. You've not done insurance, they will indemnify you. So we are not going to insurance right now. Hallelujah. Whatever you are studying, there's a connotation in the kingdom. We are not just studying certain things. So there's a place in the kingdom that talk about insurance. That's why we are talking about exemption. So when we are talking about insurance package. You know that if you want to do comprehensive insurance, it's very expensive. Do you know that? Somebody who have done third party and the one who have done comprehensive insurance, they are not the same. So you are not serving God well. No, they own them third party. Me catch up. So certain things are there, you become liable to it when certain things happen. So, but when you do the full one, if something happens, what to do? You know that there's a company that is God. God, if something happens, God will not make certain things happen to you. But if you are not going to serve God this year, and you want us to beg you, you want your pastor to call you, you want your shepherd. No, you are joking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, you are joking. Hallelujah. So we have spoken about it. Hallelujah. Now, this evening, since Monday dawn, God has been dealing with me about instructions. God told me about instructions. When I close my eyes, I see it. When I'm walking, I see it. Anyway, I'm hearing it. This evening, I'm going to talk about, we are going to enforce the covenant of exemption by instruction. Hallelujah. Now, most of us, we are suffering today as a result by not going by the instructions of God. Let me tell you, the antidote for frustration is what? Instruction. You see, the reason why you are frustrated in life because there is no instruction. So you can be there and God can tell me his mind. I should tell you this. But you don't want it. That's why you are frustrated. God can tell Apostle or Reverend Barry or Bishop Bochi. The reason why you are suffering to, you see, let me tell you, God, he knows everything. Some people, when you attend the man of God, you are saying it's not true. Man of God, this, that, I'll leave you. I'll leave and go. When you meet the reality, you will know that God has spoken. Hallelujah. So we are talking about what? Exemption by instruction. There's a way that God can exempt you from calamities, from tragedies, from affliction, from difficulties, from frustrations and other things. All has to do with what? Instruction.
Instructions.
Hallelujah. Now, if you study, Reverend Elias, if I'm lying, you say it. The New Testament, from Matthew to Revelation, it is based on doctrine and instructions. These two things in the New Testament. So, why the doctrine is there? The doctrine is there to establish you in the faith. And instructions are there to check about your conduct and your lifestyle. So these are the two premises when you come to the New Testament. You see throughout. See, certain things are there. They are non-negotiable. You see, pray without ceasing is an instruction. Is that what? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. I said,
pray without ceasing.
And then,
an instruction.
Very good. I won't go much into those. But I want you to understand. What is an instruction? It's a detailed information given to us how something ought to be done. So, you see, this phone I'm holding. When I bought the phone, there was a manual. If I want to know how to use this phone, I have to go back to the manual, what the manufacturer did. When I'm able to read those things, I'll be able to use this. If I don't go by the instructions, this phone will not function properly. Hallelujah. The reason why we are not functioning properly because we are not willing to go back to the manual. We're not willing to go back to the creator. Hallelujah. This evening, I want you to understand that if you want God to exempt you, follow his instructions. Follow what?
His instructions.
So we are going to study how God exempts people by instructions. And those of us, God showed me something. For the past 1 year, 6 months now, God showed me a secret. And God told me that if you are praying, don't come to the place of negotiating with me when it comes to instruction. So many of us, when it comes to instruction, you want to negotiate with God. We have been there before. Yeah. Be honest and be sincere. So we are talking about detailed information. How something ought to be done or ought to be carried about. Hallelujah. Now, instructions are very key. In the life of a believer, in the life of every child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. Man of God, for you to be able to follow the instructions of God, you have to have the ability to hear. You have the ability to rule.
To hear.
Yeah. Now, if you read the book of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12, what's it? The hearing what? Ear. And the seeing ear.
Seeing eye.
All from what?
Even both of them
are from what? God. So the ability to hear and to see, all of them come from who? Come from what?
The Lord.
The
Lord.
The Lord.
So hearing ear. So the ability to hear, the ability is come from God. That didn't come from the devil.
Mm-mm.
If you want to hear him, he has given you already. Man of God, it's not now God is going to give you the. I remember. I said, seeing long ago, a time come for I started hearing in only one of my ear. When my I started praying that Lord, as I pray, Lord, let me be in tune to your voice. I prayed this prayer more than 6 years. As I was praying, it's like when say the radio when I'm looking for a frequency. It will be, when I pray, sometimes I pray, I'll be hearing that noise like that. I could hear it, frequency like I could hear that sound. The more I was praying, I think that it became clear. I've gotten to the right frequency of God. So if I'm telling you that I have, one day I was praying, the Lord told me, my son, your right ear and your left ear, it belongs to me. So I don't prophesy mostly telling you my right ear. The moment I begin to tell you that, there's something. So a time comes that if you are talking, man of God, because this ear is dangerous. Hallelujah. I don't know for you. I got the frequency. Anytime I pray, I could hear certain things, but I'm not hearing, but I could hear sounds. You don't take this physical ear to hear. Some people are there, they are graced to hear the audible voice of God. They are there. I don't know for you. But you are not supposed to hear like the way I hear from God. Maybe my ear, I left, right. That's me. But maybe yours, God, only one. Take it like that. Amen. Yeah. So, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has what?
Made even
so
both of them.
God knows that you have to hear from him and you are supposed to see certain things. That is why as a child of God, you have to be in tune to the voice of God. You have to be in tune to the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So if you want God to exempt you this year, go by his instructions.
Amen.
Go by his instructions. Hallelujah. I say go. Go by what?
His instructions.
Now, we are traveling. I'll talk about the BP and I'll talk about the HP in the study. You understand why I'm talking about the BP and the HP and the rep. I'll talk about all those things. Now, I want you to understand something. We are going somewhere. Now, if let's go back to the book of Revelation. No, let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verse 15. Man of God, very fast. When you are done, we go to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. When you are done with Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Come to Revelation chapter 2, verse number 11. When you are done with that, move straight to verse 17. When you are done, move straight to verse 22.
Matthew 11, 15. He that
28. Had... Okay, well, let's go.
He that had ears to hear, let him hear.
Okay. See, let him that have what?
Ears to hear, let him hear.
Let's go to the book of Revelation. Revelation 2, 7.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Very good. Come to verse 11.
Verse 11. Revelation 2, 11. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
So let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse number 6.
Revelation 3, 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
So let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. So you have to have this ear. Now come to Revelation chapter 13, verse 9. Make my scripture, baby, Abba. And here. But I say, we are going somewhere. I'll come to the place of instruction.
If any man have an ear, let him
hear. Man of God, it means that if you are not hearing, you don't have the ear. But God has given both the what? The hearing ear and the seeing eye. God has given both. So you can't tell me, man of God, me, I'm not seeing. I'm not. No! Hallelujah. So I've spoken about instructions. Hallelujah. Now, there are many people. Now, if you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 10. There are a lot of voices in the world. True of us.
True. There it may be many voices in the world, and very none good. Of them is without significance.
So that means that all the voices, they carry a significant. They carry sound. They know. So if the devil comes to you, there's a reason why. The devil will not just come to you and whisper to you. No. You see, when we are talking about the place of prayer, we are saying that, Apostle gave 21 days and Apostle Moses had 3 days. But no, let me tell you, when you are praying, there are certain unseen things that you are not seeing. But the prayer is dealing with the unseen things that you are not seeing. So if you're a man of prayer, you're a woman of prayer, you are dealing with an unseen battle. You are engaging angels. You are engaging angelic beings. You are engaging supernatural beings on your behalf. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm still talking about exemption by what? Instructions. We will go there now. Let me talk about 4 or 5 people. There are more who can't hear the voice of God. Now, the first category of people is they are called the BP. If you are very busy, forget about the voice of God. The busy people, it is very hard for them to hear the voice of God. Man of God, they don't have time to engage in the place of prayer. they are always finding excuses. They cannot even hear what God is saying. They are very busy. Let me talk about the HP people, the hurry people. There are people who are so in a hurry. If you are so in a hurry, you will not hear his voice. So Udo Popa and the Pope and tell myself, "Ote go ba, sekila ba lo seke, onte." You are in a hurry to hear the voice of God. Forget it. You will not hear him. You are in a hurry because you are in a hurry to take a decision. So when you are engaging, how will you hear him concerning that instructions? You are so much in a hurry. You say, "Oh, man of God, I have to give this guy an answer tomorrow." God can decide not to talk now. He can talk in the future. He can't do him anything. Yeah, I always tell people that if you are a man of God, I'll tell you, please, I beg you. If I pray and I don't hear, it's not false. I'm still a prophet. You see, if I want to follow you, I'll commit a lot of errors. I'm telling you. So please, know this. I was talking about two. The rep, I'm talking about religious people. Religious people, it is very hard for them to hear from God. No, some people tell you in this age, why are you saying that God will speak to us? No, God will not speak to us. No, they are so religious. So such people, it becomes very difficult for them to hear the voice of God. They are carried by their religious activities. So it becomes very hard for them to hear the voice of God in any matter. They are religious. Okay. No. Please. I was born in Methodist. I was born in Pentecost. So this is how we see religious. I'm not saying they are like that. Please. Let me give a disclaimer. Please. I'm not saying they are like that. I'm just giving an example. Hallelujah. I've given three. Okay. Now, let me give you the fourth people. The fourth people who cannot hear the voice of God are routine people. So there are people out there, based on routine, they will never hear them. They say that in I was born in this house, this is how we do things. So such people, it is very hard to engage the Holy Spirit. No, in my family, things are done this way. My mother says, my father says. But let me tell you, if you do things by routine, you will not hear the voice of God. So there are people based on routine. Okay, in my family, the tradition is this. But what is God saying? Put that tradition aside. Put it aside. If it comes to the voice out, if you are doing something, all what matters to me is for me to hear the voice of God. What you are saying is I don't care. Whatever. If I go to a place you are talking, I want to be in tune to the Spirit. Lord, what are you saying? The moment I know the voice of God, I'm watching you. Whatever you are saying, the moment God tells me that this thing, forget it, I'll forget it. Hey, no matter what you are saying, I will not mind you. Because I would rather obey his voice. Hallelujah. So do you get me? You get what I'm saying? Routine people. So, okay, they will say, okay. Then Gladys will say, okay, in the choir, this is the way the choir is. Maybe God said today, the choir shouldn't minister. They should just pray and go. That's what I mean. I don't like people who are fainting, routine. No, because the Holy Spirit, the church is a flexible church. It's dynamic. God can do anything. The Gladys will say this, and your baby will say this, and Dion will say this. No more. Routine. Yeah, Connie says, one way. No. The last category of people, I can give you about 30 people who can't hear the voice of God.
Wow.
Let me give the last one and let me go back to instructions. Because if I'm talking about instructions, you have the ability to hear. And there are some people, the reason why they cannot hear is because they find themselves in one of these. Now, the fifth category of people is that people are overconfident. Some people are genuinely so confident. So it's like whatever they are doing, instead of media this way, no, you will not hear the voice of God. Forget about it. You will not hear. God wants people who are humble. Who do you say overcome? Who believe you? So they know what they are doing. Say, this one, me. What I'm saying. I know that it is it. When a person says, no, what do you mean? But this is a place of you using logic. common sense, you are saying we should pray. Me, if I'm with you and it is there, we want to hear the, I've cut you off forever. Because let me tell you, everything you are doing, there are things that you can see and there are things you cannot see. So don't make it as if like you are. So there are people that are overconfident when you are telling them they are going to interview and telling them their mind of God. Me, I have. They say they will ask me this. So then, hallelujah.
Amen.
When God speaks, He has spoken. You got me? Five. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you got what I'm saying? Five. I'm giving you five. Now I'll be coming to the place of instruction. Now, for man of God, let me talk about those people, how they can get in tune to the voice of God. Now, for you to hear God's voice, you have to be a sheep first. If you are a goat, you will not hear Him. If you are a cat, you will not hear Him. You have to be a sheep. I'm telling you. You have to be what?
A sheep.
So if you are a cat, you are a dog, you will not hear His voice. John chapter 10, verse number 4, and John chapter 10, verse number 27.
John chapter 10, verse 4. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them.
Uh-huh.
And the sheep follow him, for they know His
voice.
So
now, for you to follow God, you don't need to be a goat. You don't need to, for Him to follow God, diligently, you have to be a sheep.
Amen.
Come to verse 27.
Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice.
I say my sheep. So for you to qualify to hear, you have to be a sheep. You maybe will find time and said who are sheep. The time is on there for us to go there. So man of God, continue.
And I know them and they follow me.
They follow me. To be in tune, you have to be sheep. Two, you have to connect to the spirit. Now, let me tell you about something. Many people may not understand why I'm saying connect to the spirit. Now, man of God, you know that we have Wi-Fi here.
Yeah.
Two of us.
True.
Is everybody connected on the Wi-Fi?
No.
Only those who have the password. Man of God, do you get it? So yes, you have to connect. You have to be in tune to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there. It is given to everybody. The Holy Spirit is there. But the Holy Spirit will respond to those who are in tune to His voice. So if you are not, if you became born again, the Holy Spirit is there. But if you don't connect to the Holy Spirit, Romans 8 verse 14.
Romans chapter 8 verse 14. For as many as are led by the
Spirit. So man of God, it means that for you to be led, you have to be in tune to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You have to be in tune to the voice. So that's why some people are saying, man of God, God, He speaks. I'm coming to give you examples. Be brave. Okay. Now, look at it. Now, the third point. How to be in tune. You have to be a man or woman who waits. You see, if you can't wait, forget about hearing His voice. Kadaba, soke teke. Give me Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Chapter 3, verse 1.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Signioth.
Okay, continue.
O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid.
Listen. Habakkuk was praying and he heard what? He heard his speech. He said, let me tell you, when you are praying, don't be in a hurry. Now, if you go back to Habakkuk, he said, I'll stand upon my watch. If you go to verse 2, I want you to see. Yeah. In the place of prayer, why was he able to hear? He was not in a hurry. Most of you bump up pentemaco. In Jesus' name, I fall back. How will you hear his voice? No! You have to come to a place of waiting. That's why I can be praying. Sometimes I become quiet. Even if I'm reading my Bible, I can become quiet. You better teach me that, Dabi. Mendaye. Not your own. It's not like me. Oh, no. I mean, you see me say I'm praying now, Dabi. No. I can be praying with you. I can be silenced on the phone. Because I know the art of waiting. I'm not in a hurry to. Sometimes somebody can give me something to go and pray. Hey, I don't get back to the person. If God has not spoken, say, Pacho, minya me be bro, why? If you tell man of God, watch you, go and you should pray. You see, if you know this, I can give you plenty because of time. We'll find time and talk about the voice of God. But I'm talking about instructions. But if I'm talking about instructions, I cannot leave the voice of God. So I have to bring how God can exempt man by instruction. That's what I'm talking about. There are so many instances. Now, I was telling Rev D something, I think 2 days ago. Okay, it was yesterday. Okay, 2 days ago, I was telling Rev D something that God said something to me that it is not only necessary to hear his voice yesterday, but it is also necessary to hear his voice today. And I asked the Lord why. He said that based on circumstances and situation, there can be dynamics that I can tell you that don't do this, don't do that. Now, let's look at something. We are going to look at a case study. Listen to me. That's why I tell you that if somebody come out of God and God said, I said, what is God saying now? So sometimes the reason why we are not being exempted by instructions, though, you are using some 50 years, something that God, but because based on situation, God can tell you not to do something. Based on another situation, God can tell you do this. So it is very important as a child of God that you always verify. Being in tune to God concerning current issues. If you don't take care, what God told you based on condition. Man of God, me, I'm a student of the Bible. So everything I'm saying, I'm a man of scripture. So that one cast a man of God, I say, man, I can. Let's go back to the book of Genesis. I've started with the instructions. But let me come back, let me go to Genesis. And let me prove to you why God said this thing to me. Genesis chapter 22. Now, when God told Abraham, Abraham, go and offer your only son on Mount Moriah. I'll show you one of the mountains there. Now, God said, go and kill your son. The same God said, go and kill your son. When Abraham got there, God spoke, don't kill him again. And God provided. So, based on circumstances and situation, God told you not to do something. Man of God, always check with that. I always tell people, you can give a prophecy about something. But if you don't check, you can enter into error.
That's right.
So, me, anytime God tells me something about something, anything, I'm always checking to be in tune with their things. As somebody has tempered with something, or there have been another variable introduced in the thing. Look at it too. God told him, go and offer your only son. Now, when Abraham was about to kill his son, God spoke again. Some of us, this is the problem we have. Because God told you, he said, hey, God, you said me, man of God, what are you saying? Me, I heard the voice of God. Now, what is God saying now? No. You see, I prophesied to a lady some years ago. And I told the lady that the Lord mentioned a name to me, in a full name. And the Lord told me, when you travel, you travel to UK. Okay? But I saw you in a train. And this man will come and sit by you. And this man will chat with you. The next day, I see that you people will start a relationship. That is the man you are supposed to marry. And he met the man. He met the man, as God told me. Now, I was in prayer, and the Lord told me, my son, call the lady and tell her, now, this man was my perfect will for him. Now, was. Now, and the Lord said unto me, watch what this person has entered into and what this person is about to do. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? My son, come on, baby, I'll be here with you. I said, call back. Do you know what God made me do? God took me back to that church. I was there, they called me, come and minister. When I got there, I want to speak, like the thing was on my eyes. Then the Lord showed me the girl's address. Where she was in UK. God mentioned that, the detail. And I told her, I prophesied publicly, and I said that God used me to tell you that you marry this man. But there have been another variable. God can change his plan, but his purpose remain intact. So if God speaks about something, please be in tune to the voice of God. So God told me that, you see, if this person continues with this, this person has entered into occultism. And this person is going to use this lady. So, you see, when this lady came into this guy, they were talking, they were doing everything. Later, this guy, his friend, introduced him into occultism. And the Lord told me, no matter what you ask, if you don't tell this lady, this man use her for a sacrifice. So now, most of us, yeah, that is our dilemma. So, if a man of God and a prophet told me this, and the prophet told me that, maybe based on something that made God told the prophet this, but based on current issue, God can give another word. It is in the Bible. That is what I'm going to talk about. So I also always check. I use the word right. Check. Now, when God told Abraham, Abraham knew it was the voice of God. I'm talking about how God can use instructions to exempt you from evil. So now, we are going about, I want to give you this dynamics to understand that it is always important, very necessary, that you always cross-check with what God told you some years ago. So that you will be in check whether you are still doing what God told you. So man of God, if you don't go back and ask God, you are in trouble. Now, let me introduce the variable about negotiating about instructions. So that let's look at it. Now, God can tell you something. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 19, verse number 16. Now, God was about to destroy Sodom. Yeah. And Gomorrah. God was going to destroy it. Now, and God sent two angels to go and verify that whatever he was hearing was true. Now, and God said the angels are to exempt Lot and his entire family. Now, in verse 16, the angels said unto Lot and his family, go to the mountain.
That's right.
They said what? Go to the mountain. Now, man of God, read very fast.
And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city.
Going.
Verse 17. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the place.
Look at the instructions. Listen, oh. I'm talking about exemption. Look at the instruction. What was the instruction?
Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed.
So they said they should escape to what? To the mountain. But I said they shouldn't look what? Behind.
Behind.
Or neither should they stay in the plain. Do you get it? Yeah. This was the instruction. They said they should escape to the mountain. Look at verse 18. God told me, it's very dangerous to negotiate about the instruction. So some of you, God can tell me you shouldn't travel. You can't, man of God, can't you pray for me so that I will go? Hey, this is the day I can pray for you. But what will happen? You have introduced another enemy into your life, which maybe I cannot see or tell you. Man of God, look at what he said.
And Lord said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord.
Not so, my Lord. Now, God told the angels, that make sure Lot and his entire family are exempted from this affliction and calamity. Now, there can be an evil coming into the family. There can be something coming. God can give a prophetic word. And God will give you an instruction. You see, don't turn back. Don't stand in the plane. Go to the mountain. Maybe God doesn't want you to marry this person. God doesn't want you to travel. God doesn't want you to do this business. Prof, do you know something? I've invested in this thing. So, Prof, I can't allow this money to go waste. Do you know something? Let me be doing this. And let me be doing what God said. So that if I'm able to redeem my money, then I can do that with God. Do you know what I mean? You are negotiating. The instruction is leave. Huh? God said what? Leave. If God said close, close. If God said sleep, sleep. If God tells you to let go of something, don't find it very hard. Eh? Don't find it what? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Man of God, continue.
Verse 19. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain lest some evil take me and I die.
Now look at why the angels were there fools. They said you are supposed to run to the mountain, but you are telling that if on your way something evil can happen. Why the angels they were not seeing? The moment Lot didn't go to the mountain, that is where we got the Moabite. And the Ammonite, they became a thorn in the flesh of the people of Israel. So now, let me tell you, you can invite an enemy into your life. So maybe God knows why he was telling you, go to this place. You are telling God, no, some evil, no. My own biological sister, the one I come after, was about to do something in the month of December. And I spoke to him that A, B, C, D, blah, 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 blah. Don't go and do it. And the Lord told me that if you bring this person, any of these ones, on board, you will have a problem on your legs. I said it. Me, if God tells me who, I don't care who you are, I will tell you as it is and I'll leave you. If you get angry with me, fine. I have set the mind of God. I was there and my mother called me. I told him exactly that if you do that, your leg will start getting rotten. I told her, I have the picture on my phone. I told her, me, if I don't care, you can even be my wife. If God tells me this, I'll tell you. And I'll not look at your face. Oh. No. I won't look at you. If I'm telling you, I'll tell you peacefully. If you get angry and insult me, praise be to God. But I know the voice I heard. What happened? Hey, they were bringing some technicalities. Hey, they said this. Ask them. As they were doing me, I was. I didn't go. I was here. I was praying. After she did what she wanted to do, they were done. 2 days, her leg was getting rotten. My mother called me. Sofo, Sema ba, me say same ben. I say, saw him this. Me say, what's your name? I can't nine on the left leg. No, me who did that? Fina me fino. Yeah. And I allow her to go through pain for 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks. Then I prayed to God. Then on that 2 weeks, I was seeking God's intervention because I can't do anything about it. Because I can't say, okay, you're my sister, so I'll go and look for direction. Let me tell you, it's not every direction that will go. Let me tell you, there are certain things that we have to hear from God. That God will tell that, okay, let's do this thing. Sometimes you want me to do something because I know, no, don't come to me. Stay there. No, sometimes you can't worry. Apostle, you're baby. On your day. Baby, anyway, until God speaks, we are not moving. 2 weeks, the angel told me, this one, because of your father. So, because your father told you take over, so, based on that, you have to do something about it. And the angel told me 3 things. After I mentioned the 3 things to her, she did it, the thing disappeared. Now, let me tell you. You see, up to today, the mark is there. Oh, Reverend, I've seen it. It's there. I told her, forever, if you even give birth, your child will have it. To be a memorial in the family. Yeah. So, I can tell you, me, if God tells me something, I don't care who you are. I'll come to you, please. This is what God say. If you ask me that, what is God want us to, I'll tell you. But if I tell you, I'll be major unamako, major day. Unless if I leave you, I'm going to pray. That God, I've told him right now. What should I do? If God tell me leave him, I'll leave him. If God said continue, go again, I'll come again. Go again. A time will come. God said I should leave you, I'll leave you. Let me tell you, there are many people today who are suffering because they went. This was a simple instruction. They said no. Now look at what happened. God was exempt. You know, you are doing covenant of exemption. God said for our first fruit, bro. You are going to bring half. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. Because see, as you want to enjoy exemption, you to enjoy half exemption. Why not go continue? I'm talking about exemption by instructions. So to the American, I say.
20.
Yeah. Remember my example is to be a canary bombay. So Lord, whatever who makes us disobey you, 3 days now, God has been speaking to me about instructions. I don't know who I came to save this evening. Man of God, continue very fast.
Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape hither. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live?
You see, look at what he was saying, stupidity. Sometimes when they are telling you certain things, you are so confident that, may this thing, it will not happen to me. Maybe it can take 10 years. Trust me, it can take 50 years. I remember when we was there, my friend, we went to the same Bishop Berman, this guy, I was praying, God told me something. Hey, when this guy came, I was telling him, say, Prof, I didn't dare, I baby you. Hey, them, say, I didn't dare. They don't need dare. Say, ask around. So, they welcome. Can you say, as I still pray, I see that this thing will happen. One day I was here after service, Abu Dali came. I was just there and I had a call. After the call, it's like I was there. I was not minding anybody. I was just there. Because I was saying that you could have avoided this thing. There are certain things are there. Hey, you can avoid it too. Hey. Yeah. The thing pained me because you know why? I saw it and God gave me counsel. Sometimes let me tell you, I can tell you something. Apostle can tell you, Bishop Boche, or the pastor, they can tell you. But maybe you think that what you have seen, you are right. Maybe you have not seen the other side. You have not seen what? Yeah. Many men of God, many great people, they have lost their place because they were not willing to take instructions. Great people, some are dead, some are alive. They have lost their place because they were not willing to take instructions. I pray that you will not be a victim.
Amen.
Sometimes when they are telling you, some of you have boyfriends, be God said, let them go. Say, man of God, this guy have invested so much. Amen.
Amen.
What happened to Lot's wife? The angel said, don't look behind. Now, when it comes to the place of exemption, you don't joke with the instructions. God said, do this. So when it comes to the voice of God and the instructions of God, it's not negotiable. Sometimes many men of God have thought that way. Let me tell you, don't do that. If you continue that, you will enter into the permissive will of God. It is the danger of negotiating for divine instruction. If God said don't do a program, don't do it. Don't tell me that, Lord, you see, last year I did a program and people came. This, you are a routine person. That's why you can't hear the voice of God. Routine people, because, why, yes, sir? So you don't want to even hear the voice of God. What is he saying? What is God saying? Cobra, God, I did a program last year. And God, what are you saying this year? Should you say, man of God, this man, every year, I'll do it. If I don't do it, there'll be an issue. People will say, hey, we did it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bishop Oyedepo went to Kenya to establish a church. God told him, I didn't send you in Kenya. He closed the church. Instructions. You think about, oh, man of God, you see, they are souls there. God, this them, they need to be saved. That's what I mean. If it comes to the voice of God, it's not negotiable. If you are here and God tells me, my son, stand up and go to Burkina Faso, I will leave you and go. I will not look at what you give me. I will leave. If it will take me 100 years to get there, I will do that. That mistake, I'll find trouble for you. Hallelujah. When he looked back, he turned into what? Look at what Lord's children did to him. What did Lord's children did to him? If he could have gone to the mountain, they would not have abused him. True of us. So they are certain things are there. They say, don't go and visit this guy. Say, oh, this guy, he will not do me anything. This lady, I know her. She will not do me anything. Don't trust yourself. Trust the voice of God. Some people, they say, man of God, this guy is cool, though. I like the way he smiles. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, you see how dangerous it is to negotiate divine instruction. Now, God wanted to save Noah. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 6.
Genesis chapter 6.
Verse number 13.
Verse 13.
Who is the very
and
first?
God said unto Noah, uh-huh, the end of all flesh is come before me.
Uh-huh.
For the earth is filled with violence through them.
Uh-huh.
And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Or see, I will destroy them with what?
The earth.
So God was going to destroy everything. Come to verse 17.
Verse 17.
Very fast.
And behold, I, even I,
uh-huh,
do bring a flood of waters upon the earth,
uh-huh,
to destroy all flesh,
uh-huh,
wherein is the breath of life.
Very
from
good.
Under heaven.
Uh-huh.
And everything that is in the earth shall die.
Everything in the earth shall die. That was it. God was going to destroy everybody. Now look at how God wanted to exempt this man. Now when God wanted to exempt this man, come to verse 18.
Verse 18. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee.
Very good. Verse, continue.
Verse 19. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark.
So, man of God, God told him he was going to destroy the earth. And God gave him an instruction. Take two. And God even told him to build the ark. Two of us. Very good. Now, if Noah didn't go by the instructions of God, would Noah be exempted? Would the children be exempted? So instructions are very key. So if you want to enjoy exemption, there are certain things out there. You can't leave one. Go by the full counsel of God. Is that go out?
By the full counsel of God.
Yes. Some of us, we don't want it like that. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 36.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 36. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice.
Out of heaven he made him to hear his voice. That what?
That he might instruct
that
thee.
That he might instruct thee. So let me tell you, when you hear the voice of God, it comes with instructions. Some people there, and I saw an angel and they're happy. I saw light. Oh. Light. And I went in a general. No. Not when in you. God is not just there showing you light, keke. Anything goes. Hey, you see, when the president of Ghana is going to a place, do you know what happens? Can't you see the moto kid and the siren, and he will be the last. So every time God wants to move to a place, if you see light, you have not seen, that means maybe your eyes is now about to open. Because you see being so, I'm telling you, if God should open your eyes, you see the number of things. Yeah, it's plenty. You got what I'm saying? So God will not just... Why is God doing that? When you see those things, it's a message that what? The president of Ghana or the president of Togo or the president of Benin or the you see it. That the president is coming. So when we are in a service and we begin to see an angelic... It's a presence coming with the glory. That tell me that something unique is about to take place. So somebody said, and I saw the light, and what happened again? Nothing. So as people say, and I saw the angel. What did the angel tell you? So he just saw the angel, that's all. Amen. You get there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's look at people who didn't go by the instructions of God. And some of them, let's look at what happened to them. Now, you see, in the life of Saul, if you read 1 Samuel chapter 12, chapter 13, when Samuel told Saul, wait, don't offer the sacrifice till I come. After 7 days, he couldn't wait. There are people like that. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse number 8.
1 Samuel 13:8.
Uh-huh.
And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. Verse 9. And Saul said...
So it's okay. So, one, the instructions the prophet gave him, he couldn't go by the instructions. Now, if you read 1 Samuel chapter 15, when God told him to destroy all the Amalekites because of what they did to the people of Israel, now he managed them. He spared Ken what? Agar. Now, if you can come to verse 17.
1 Samuel 15, verse 17. And Samuel said, when thou was little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribe?
So now he was referring to that when you were very humble. Didn't God make you king over Israel? Sometimes we get to a place that pride will set in. That when God is giving us instructions, we don't want to take. Man, who are you to advise me? You, who are you to tell me this? Me, I have been a bishop, I have been this, I have been that. No, don't get to a place that no one can advise you. Hallelujah. Don't get to a place that nobody will be able to advise you. Hallelujah. It is better for you to know them. Me, I always tell people that if God rebukes me, I like it done. You're telling me I'll be rich. Hallelujah. Maybe you think that I will pray. It's only one prayer topic. But I want you to understand that what is the essence of you not obeying the instructions of God and praying? What's the essence? Maybe God wants part of the assumption. God said, pray 8 hours. Now you're praying 2 hours. God wants to deliver it. God said, pray. See, sometimes when you're doing something and God comes and you're telling that, my daughter, God said, don't do this. Hey, man of God, me. What do you mean? Why did you tell me you are doing this? Sometimes when we are telling you instructions, just sit down and answer, this man of God doesn't know what I was doing. But if God is telling you, stop it, stop it. Like, you want to negotiate with God, don't worry. Now come to verse 28.
Verse 28. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord had rent
man
the
of
kingdom
God,
of...
One, this thing he did, God took away the kingdom from him. So when it comes to the place of instruction, let me tell you, if God tell you to do something, let me tell you, anytime God, a prophetic word comes, and that word keeps on coming, watch it. If God tells you, stop this, and God is, that means that it you may do it. Probability of you doing it is very high. You know what I'm saying? So when we are saying we are doing covenant of exemption, they are doing first fruit, they are doing directions, you will not come. You will sit at the comfort of your home, believing God that you come to church and I'll prophesy to you. Forget it. Let me tell you. Now, God said something to me. You see, if you are growing, you are in a hurry to hear, and you want to hear, and you caught this man of God. No. I'm telling you. I'm not mature. When you get to the place of maturity, when God speaks, you don't need a confirmation. Some people are they are waiting to be. Let me tell you, one day a woman came to me. She was crying and the woman was in pain. She was pregnant. I asked the woman, "What is the problem?" I said, "Prof, they said you say I'm operation." And I'm saying, "Sir, I need a choir." I say, "Me prophet say, mommy." And I'm saying, "Ah, sir, me dear choir, baby, I'm fine." I said, "Abi." The woman said, "Prof, bump." I was praying I prayed 3 hours. I prayed 1 hour. I didn't hear anything. I said, "Hey, second one." When I was praying, I saw an angel that wanted to strike me. And God told me, "Do you want this woman to die?" I said, "Ami, I was there and she came home." I said, "This woman should do operation. That is all. Why do you want me to you?" You see, there's a place that when God speaks and you want to go back, God can strike you. Many men of God today, certain things they are going through, it's not because of them. God spoke to certain people and they were trying to circumvent what God has said. You want to find you, so by doing that, God can strike you. I say, "God, very good. He will strike you too." Yeah, it's true. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. You are going to pray. Proverbs 13, 13.
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded.
So that means that if you despise what God is, the instructions that they are giving you, you shall be destroyed. But if you follow the instructions, come to verse 18.
Verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction.
So you see that those people who are poor, who are always walking in shame, and you see, they don't listen to instruction. Now, if you come to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Come to Proverbs 19, 20.
Proverbs 19, 20. Uh-huh. Hear counsel and receive instruction. That thou mayest be wise in thy latter end.
You see, anybody who hears counsel, hears instructions, say, look at their life. Now come to verse 21.
Verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart.
Nevertheless
the counsel of the Lord that shall stand.
Only the counsel of God shall stand. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Only what?
The counsel of God shall stand.
You get what I'm saying? Now, let's go to 1 Kings. My last scripture, 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 12. 1 Kings. They come to 1 Kings chapter 13. 13. 1 Kings 13.
1 Kings 13. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord.
Man of God, come to verse 13 for me.
Verse 13. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord hath spoken.
Verse 13.
And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. Uh-huh. So they saddled him the ass thereon.
Uh-huh. Continue.
Verse 14. And went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that came from Judah? He said, I am.
Very good. Continue.
Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread.
Verse 16.
And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place.
Very good.
For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest.
So God told the younger prophet that if you are in this city you are going, don't eat there, don't drink there, don't use the same route. Now, upon all the mighty thing God used the young prophet to do, now the sons of the older prophet came. And they were saying, they went to tell their father what was done. And their father came and he was trying to convince this young prophet. And this young prophet went with their father. Now, whilst they were eating, the Holy Spirit spoke through the older prophet. Let me tell you. You see, that's why I told you that always verify, check. Hallelujah, what?
Verify.
Me, if you come to me and you are prophesying to me, I won't challenge you. I will never challenge you. One of the things, even if my mother, they go to church, my sisters, and if you are prophesying to them, they will never even say that I have told them before. Never. I have told them this principle. In my mother, when we were very, my mother said, Okwaswani e siyon koma yedin, e yampo e nyampo de yedin, uriyabi sen se nyamini pampacho ebe den. Oma kansuna, go back to the place of prayer and pray to God and know what God is saying. Don't challenge the person. So when they are telling you, man of God, that is not it. No, no, no. If you do that, maybe there's something deep that God wants the man of God to tell you. By your expression, you miss what God wants to do. Look at what the older prophet told him. Sometimes, let me tell you, me, I can tell. I said that I had a friend who was a prophet. He almost deceived me. I nearly didn't go to school. I'm telling you, he told me that God didn't want me to go to Regional Maita University. But when I was at the Mountain Olives, I heard the voice of God on Mountain Olives. God told me, you go to Regional Maita University, you will do port and shipping. Yeah. When I came back, my spiritual father's wife prophesied to me that you, God told you, you will go to Regional Maita and God told you they will call you Friday. I'm confirming it to you through Friday. I got my admission letter. So my friend was with prayer, said, Prof, me who say school now konyame semenko, nyame semenko. I said, nyame semenko. I heard the voice. You see, that is the thing. So when it comes to the voice of God, please, don't challenge any man of God. Go to God, pray. If still, you know, come back, man of God. This is the issue. When you told me, I heard that God said this. But now you see, you have come to a place that all of you will now go to God and pray. If God wants you to, God will speak. Somebody tell me that, hey, I'm older than you. But yes, the anointing upon my life is older than everybody. Yeah. So when Bishop Oche comes and tell you that, oh, let me go say then go say Bishop Oche, what do you mean? What are you telling me? I had a voice, okay. I'll keep quiet. Maybe God gave Bishop Oche. You see, there's a way, the prophetic is very sensitive. If somebody is giving you a word and you want to, the person who can cut. Me, I'm good at that. Oh. I'm telling you before God, the man. If I'm telling the man of God, then I'll be quiet and I'll withdraw. I won't force you. Because when I was fasting, I was praying, you were not there. Today, when I was coming, we traveled, I was in a flight. God said something to me about a man of God. I closed my eyes, I opened it, God will show me. I came back, I wanted to forget what I saw. Because what God told me, I said, hey, God, this thing. Because I closed my eyes, I see that thing. I closed, I said, okay. I kept quiet. When I came here, the thing was worrying my eye. Let me tell you, God told me, I said, don't change the subject. Go and talk about instructions. Let me tell you, God wants to deliver us. God wants to what? We are going to pray. Look at the end. What happened? Man of God, very fast. Man of God, very fast.
For it was said to me by the... He said unto him, I am a prophet. Also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord.
The angel
saying,
never spoke to him. Did an angel speak to him?
No.
Very good.
Bring him back with thee into thine house, very that good. He may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back.
So look, the word didn't come to the young prophet. It came to the older prophet. So let me tell you, there are people who are there. Let me tell you, I can prophesy to you from my office as a prophet. And I can also prophesy to you from what God is telling me. But if you're always in a hurry, a prophet will tell you from his office, not the mind of God. Hallelujah. What did I make? This year, God told me instructions. Let me tell you, if they are doing something, God said, all of us, let's fast. And you want to do 6 to 12. The instruction is that 6 to 4. Eh? You think, oh, man of God, I'm not seeing. You want to enjoy exemption? What happened to the younger prophet? He died. He
died.
God wanted him to be exempted from what was happening to the people there. Yeah. But he will not listen to the voice. If you even read about 1 Kings chapter 17, it was talking about Elijah. Okay. God gave him an instruction. Let me tell you, instructions are very important. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew 2 verse 13.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 13. Uh-huh. Matthew.
Uh-huh. Matthew, who is there?
And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying,
Arise
and take the young child and his mother to Egypt.
Uh-huh. So an angel appeared to Joseph. They wanted to kill baby Jesus. They wanted to kill what?
Baby Jesus.
Yeah, they wanted to kill Jesus. But Lord did what? God appeared in a dream and spoke. And spoke to what? Joseph. That took the child and ran to Egypt. Look at, there was a clause to it. Man of God, continue.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
And be thou there until I bring thee a word.
Until I bring thee a word.
For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
So let me tell you, there are certain things are there. God can tell you, Reverend Della, I want you to pack your things. Stop teaching. I want you to go and join a ministry called Zion Impact. I want you to serve there. When the time is due, I, the Lord, I'll open a door for you in the UK. And I'll make you go and settle there with your wife. And you will give birth.
Prophesy.
Now, if Reverend Della decided that he will go to Canada, it is not the will of God. Frustration will set in. So me, if God tells me that go here and I'm telling you I'm going, you know, I'll keep quiet. I won't force you. That is me. But do you know what you are doing? You are cutting your life very short. Because there are variables involved. Let me tell you. You can go to a word of knowledge. I always tell people, word of knowledge. Oh, everybody who speaks a sharp can prophesy to word of knowledge. I can, okay, oh, you are da, 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 da. You say, well, man of God, shame and come. But you went there as rebellion. But because his spirit is trained, he's speaking things. You can pick, but what is the mind of God? You get it? Yeah. Amen. Some of you are logical. Say, I'm logical.
They are logical.
So they are logical. When they are telling, oh, I have a good friend here, he'll tell you. Here's my friend. Let me tell you, there are people are there. When God tells you something, you look, you compare. Sarah, yes, sir. Jesus. I have good friends plenty here. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have good friends. I'm not saying everyone, when I'm saying I have a good friend, I'm not saying it's like that too. I'm saying I have a good friend. Please. Now, if you put Seram and David here, and maybe God wants David to do something, and God wants Seram to do something, the same thing. Let's see how the two of them will go about it. You will see that their approach will be different. One will go on a systematic approach. One, two, will pray and try to bring the systematic this thing together. At the end, both of them, they are missing the will of God. Because if you want to hear the voice of God, put everything aside and hear him. But if you want to hear God and also add your logic to it, put every, I don't know. Since Monday dawn, I went to something. God instructed me to go and do something. So I came back home late. When I was, if I tell where I work from, as Reverend Andrew, I was doing conference call with Reverend Andrew and Reverend Orlando. I was doing, when I order Uber, nobody, when the car said canceled. I walked from a place God instructed me to go and do something. I walked from that. I'm not mentioning the place name. I walked out to Achimota New Station. I walked where I went. Foul. I walked. I was on the phone. I walked out. When I went, God told me instructions. When I tell say instructions. When I close my instructions and got to you get to there. When I got there, when I got there, I say thank you, Jesus. When I was in the car, God told you, you are not done. Instruction. I was still on a conference call. I was talking. When I done, I was going, I got to the airport, instruction. But everything I was doing, God told me that, go and tell my people that anyone God told me clearly, I heard his voice. Me, anytime God speak to me, God give me something that will happen. That's how God speak to me. When God speaks to me about something, he will tell me something that will happen. When that verse says, you see, I told you this. I want you to pray. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
Madam, I have to pray for you concerning an exams. Remember. But I'm not going to prophesy right now. Huh? If it's not true, you can tell me it's not true. Me, God told me to pray for you concerning an exam. So me, I believe in teaching. So that when the mind of God comes. Amen.
Amen. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God.
Oh, I'm asking you a question.
She said yes.
Okay, amen. He said she's not writing an exams. There's no exams ahead of her, so let's leave it.
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
We ought to obey God rather than what?
Men.
Rather than
men.
We are going to pray that, Lord, in whatever way that we have obeyed men than your voice, Lord, forgive us. Let me tell you, there are things are there, you God can tell you here. It's like, Amen. Hi, are you there? Me, I like this guy. This guy, I like him. Yeah, David, I like him. There was something that was going on. And this guy called me. The man of God. Blah, 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 blah. I was with Reverend. And I told him, I'm going to pray, but go by this approach. And you see, some people are there who said, hey, man of God, this thing, the kind of thing, investment you want. You see, that is where I always tell people that. Sometimes when God speaks, the prophetic may sound foolish to you, but it makes sense to us. Yeah? At the end, when he comes, say, man of God, this, I say, wow. What God said, it didn't make sense. Me, when God speaking, I say, Radi, we obey you, Israel. Yes. Sometimes when God talks, I say, God, please, so. This thing, I'm going to say it. I beg. This is somebody's life. Oh. If that didn't go well, God said, tell him he should go. When he came back, he said, man of God, this, I said, wow, hey Charlie, that is God for you. Yeah, that is God for you. I want you to pray that, Lord, in whatever way. See, let me tell you, all the struggling we are struggling today, man of God, it is because we are not willing to take the instructions. time came in my life when I'm praying, God told me, you are not done. Boss, you are done. Amen. I have a prayer partner. And I told them, my prayer partner something that, okay, do you know? Yeah, we are going to do an extended fast. And I said, Prof, let me tell you, when God speaks, he has spoken. Maybe it may not be nice to you. I ask somebody a question. You there, you are here. Seram, if God tells me something, I'm telling you. Maybe if that one, I've come to your level, the way God will speak. Somebody will tell you that when you're a prophet, you're adding emotion. When you say that, I just look at you, don't know what you're saying. Let me tell you. Me, I ask God, I'm saying it like that. Amen. I want you to pray that, Lord, show me mercy. I heard it in my right ear. The Lord said, many people have disobeyed my instruction. As a result, they are suffering in life. Let me tell you, God can tell you, you go and do this work. You said, I will not do it. God will tell you, don't apply for this school. I'll say, I'll apply for it. God told you, leave this job. You said, you will do it. I want you, that's the prophetic word I have. Please, if you are praying, pray for the nations of the world. I saw a lot of flood. I saw a lot of flood, and this flood will be more severe in the nations of the world. Serious flood. And I saw that people's property were carried away. It was carried away. I want you to pray. The remaining things, don't worry. As the cause of the fasting, I will say, please do the fasting. Say, Lord.
Lord.
As I lift up my voice.
As I lift up my voice.
Say, Lord.
Lord,
as I lift up my voice,
as I lift up my
and
voice,
pray,
Lord,
show me mercy,
in whatever way,
I've rebelled. Now let me tell you something. Some people will tell me that, man of God, let me tell you, their instances are there. There are things that they're going to tell you that don't do this celebration. But I said, all right, lift up your right hand. Maybe I don't know who I came this evening to save. Hallelujah. Say, Lord.
Lord.
As I pray.
Show me mercy.
In whatever way. I've rebelled. Against your instructions. Lord.
Lord,
show me mercy. Let me tell you. I can tell you, people of God, listen to me. Yeah? I can tell you people I know who are very close to me. Some are dead and gone. Some, I can't tell you what has happened to their life. Because they were not willing to go by the instructions of God. Young lady, listen to me. I said, I saw and I heard that there's an exam. Eh? Maybe if you want me to mention the, I can mention the course. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, there's an exam. And I've entered into a place. The very day I saw you writing the exam, the thing will happen. I don't say what it will happen. And I only exams. Who will be? Who will be? No. Simple instruction. Yes, no, it may be so. Lift up your right hand. Say, Lord. As I pray. Do you know that your left eye, if you are there, it's paining you. You know, it's something about death. I want to tell you. I want you to pray. Say, Lord.
Lord.
As I lift up my voice.
And pray.
Lord.
In whatever way.
I've disobeyed.
Your counsel.
Lord. Show me mercy.
Show me mercy.
Let me tell you. Maybe there are certain things that God told you some years ago. You rebelled against the. You are suffering today because of that. Look at David. Look at Saul. Look at Solomon. I can't give you. A time came, they disobeyed God. You may not know why. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I said,
As I pray,
show me mercy.
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 Show me mercy. Pray, pray.
Yes, Lord.
I have one prayer topic.
Jesus.
It's about instructions. That is all. That's my prayer topic. Hallelujah. Now you have prayed that God should show you mercy. Now, the next prayer topic you are praying, then I'll anoint everybody. The Lord told me I should anoint everybody's your head and your legs. Now, my last prayer topic, God grant me the grace to carry every instructions you give me. Let me tell you, there are things that God can tell you that may be strange. I want to give you two references. Now give me Isaiah chapter 20, verse 1-3. When God told Isaiah to do something. In the modern day, if God tells you something, say, God, who cry
Isaiah 20:1-3.
In
the year that Tartan came unto Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it. At the same time speak the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amos, saying, Go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins, and put off thy shoe from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot.
Verse 3.
And the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah had walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign.
So he walked what?
3 years naked and
now,
barefoot.
There are certain things that God can tell you. It may sound some way to you, but God wants you to do it. I don't know the instructions God will tell you. Come to the book of Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 16. When God told Ezekiel, I'm about to take your wife. I'll strike him with stroke. Don't cry. So Ezekiel, there are certain things that God can tell you. Ezekiel 24, verse 16.
Ezekiel 24, 16. Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes.
Your
with
wife.
Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep.
Very good.
Neither shalt thou thy tears run down.
See, look at it. How can God say this thing? Is it? You see, God is a merciful God. He's a merciful God. Look at the instruction. He said, oh, man of God, can be on table for now.
Son of man, behold.
Mommy, I'm playing for an amateur. 24:16.
Son of man, listen carefully. I am about to take away from you the desire of your eyes, your wife, with a single stroke. Yet you shall not mourn, and you shall not weep, and tears shall not flow.
Who can do that? Who did it? Who was it? Man of God, my husband is there, I shouldn't cry. What do you mean? You are not a man of God. God told. Let me tell you, there are some instructions are there. Charlie, it's not easy, but you have to do it. Hallelujah. Some instructions are there. God can tell you to do something. Say, God said I should drop my car. God said I should give my house. Amen. Say, Lord, grant me the grace.
Grant me the grace
to carry every instruction.
To carry every instruction
without complaining.
Without complaining.
The God can tell you to do something. You are doing it by your complaining.
Yes.
That thing is God doesn't see it. God doesn't what?
See it.
Hey. God can tell you. God can tell me, my son, drop the phone. I will drop it. Say, hey. Go. Hey. One day I went to a program. When I was ministering, God told me, strike your phone on the floor. I did it. They said, "Pah!" When I did that, the Lord told me, in 10 minutes' time, there is a witch here. The witch will confess. Everybody will say, when I did, I didn't understand why. I just took the phone and I did it. They said, why? I said, God told me. He said, why? And I said, God said, there's a witch here. Maybe you're not like that. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So there are things God can tell you. It may sound, why? God can tell you. I don't want to say something right now. Where I moved to, I was about to drop a bomb, but I've come back. Say, Lord.
Lord,
grant me the grace.
Grant me the grace.
Grants me the grace.
Grant me the grace.
To carry.
To carry.
Let me tell you, Dion, What is the essence of God telling you to let go of something? And you think you can give the thing life? If something is dead, I've seen people who have died. 2 days, 3 days, God have brought them back to life. And this one, the one is going to give you life to the thing, say, the thing is dead. Can you give life? Yes. Some of you, that is your behavior. You are holding certain things which are dead. God said, let go. They don't carry life. 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 He said, I will give that thing life. I will give that thing. You can't give that thing life. I want you to pray, Lord, grant me the humility to carry out every instruction that you give me this year. Hallelujah. I want you to pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Do you know that when we are praying, I just saw God was just taking certain things. Like I saw like it's like block roads. Like the thing will serve as a hindrance. As we're praying, God was taking the same thing. You see, all these things are serving as hindrances that they cannot carry out my instruction. Me, I told God, God, if you right now you send me to Pakistan, I'll go. God, in the part of the world that you send me, I'll go. I don't care what is happening there. And I don't care what people will see. I've heard your voice. Hallelujah. Get to a place that when God speaks to you, you do the voice of God. You know what people are saying? You know, it's about him alone. Hallelujah. It's about, you see, friends, I remember my sister. I would say, when I told her something, all her friends and certain men of God came together and they were saying, oh, Munjano. I asked her today, where are all of them? Oh, Unjano. I never knew you were here. I was counseling somebody. Reverend Oland was here. I asked the woman the same question. I asked the woman, where were the people who told you? He said, man of God, nowhere to be found. I told her, mommy, I saw that God was telling you. And the people were telling you this. And you followed them. And I told her, mommy, when God told you, you still said no. And I'm here. I said, where are the people? All of them nowhere to be found. I said, man of God, I can't even find one. I said, yes. I'm a living testimony to what you are doing. Yeah, I told her. Let me tell you, some things that God can tell you, but who catch obey, catch or say, yeni say. Would you say, Rita said, we ought to obey God rather than men. I want you to pray, Lord, let me get to a place. I want to get to that place that, Lord, when you tell me to jump, I will not think twice. I'll jump. Yeah, when God tell you to jump, jump. Sleep. Don't go out. Hey, remember, God told me some when I was in school, God told me not to come out. Let me pray. Hey, if I went out, that would be my end. I have the recording on my phone. They sent a lady to come and kill me. So I want to say, Lord, I need the humility to obey your voice.
Amen.
Lord, I don't want to get to a place that I'll be familiar with your voice. That when you speak, I want to cross-check. Lord, as I pray, Lord, grant me the grace to carry out your instructions. Pray.
Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by this message, share it with someone so they can be blessed too. We look forward to fellowshipping with you next time at Zion Impact Ministries.